Ludwig van Beethoven was born on December the 16th, 1770, in a little bare attic of a humble dwelling at Bonn, a small university town on the Rhine near Cologne. He came of Flemish origin. His father was an illiterate and lazy tenor singer, a good-for-nothing fellow, and a confirmed drunkard. His mother was the daughter of a cook. She had been a maidservant, and by her first marriage was a widow of a valet de chambre. Unlike the more fortunate Mozart, Beethoven spent an unhappy childhood devoid of domestic comfort. From his earliest years, life was for him a sad, even a brutal, fight for existence. His father wished to exploit the boy's musical talents and to turn him to lucrative purposes as a prodigy. At the age of four, he compelled the boy to practice on the harpsichord for hours together, and he shut him up alone with the violin, forcing him to work in this way. It is astonishing that the boy was not completely disgusted with music, for the father persisted in this treatment for many years, often resorting to actual violence. Beethoven's youth was saddened by the care and anxiety of earning his daily bread by tasks far too burdensome for his age. When he was 11 years old, he was placed in the theatre orchestra. At 13, he became an organist of the chapel. In 1787, he lost his mother, whom he adored. "She was so good to me, so worthy of love, the best friend I had. How happy was I when I could utter that dear name of mother and she could hear it." She died of consumption, and Beethoven believed himself to be affected with the same complaint. Already he suffered continually, and a depression of spirits even more terrible than the physical pain hung over him always. When he was 17, he was practically the head of the family and responsible for the education of his two younger brothers. He suffered the humiliation of being obliged to beg for a pension for his father, that the father's pension should be paid to himself, as the father only squandered it in drink. These sad experiences made a profound impression on the youth. However, he found great affection and sympathy from a family in Bonn who always remained very dear to him, the Breuning family. The gentle Lorchen, Eleonora von Breuning, was 2 years younger than Beethoven. He taught her music, and she initiated him into the charms of poetry. She was the companion of his youth, and there may have been, between them, a still more tender sentiment. Later on, Eleonora married Dr. Wegler, one of Beethoven's best friends, and up to Beethoven's last day there existed between the three a deep, steady friendship, amply proven by the regular and loving epistles of Wegler and Eleonora, and those of their old faithful friend, alter treuer Freund, to the dear good Wegler, gute liebe Wegler. These friendly bonds became all the more touching as old age crept on all three, and still their hearts remained warm. Beethoven also found a safe guide and good friend in Christian Gottlob Neefe, his music master, whose high moral character had no less influence on the young musician than did his broad and intelligent artistic views. Sad as was the childhood of Beethoven, he always treasured a tender and melancholy memory of the places where it was spent. Though compelled to leave Bonn, and destined to spend nearly the whole of his life in the frivolous city of Vienna, with its dull environs, he never forgot the beautiful Rhine Valley and the majestic river, Unser Vater Rhein, our Father Rhine, as he called it, was to him almost human in its sympathy, being like some gigantic soul whose deep thoughts are beyond all human reckoning. No part is more beautiful, more powerful, more calm than that part where the river caresses the shady and flowered slopes of the old university city of Bonn. There Beethoven spent the first 20 years of his life. There the dreams of his waking heart were born, in the fields, which slope languishingly down to the waterside, with their mist-capped poplars, their bushes and their willows, and the fruit trees, whose roots are steeped in the rapid, silent stream. And all along, lying gently on the banks, strangely soft, are towns, churches, and even cemeteries,